Okay, so you've shared some really intriguing Premier League previews, and the Liverpool versus Chelsea matchup has definitely got people talking.
Yeah, it's a big one. And it's not just about the current
Right?
standings.
Way more than that.
This rivalry goes way back, you know, to those intense days with Benitez and Mourinho. Remember those?
Oh, absolutely. The mind games. It was legendary.
Exactly. And it feels like we might be in for a similar kind of showdown this time.
Definitely a tense one then.
For sure. Liverpool's at the top of their game right now, but
But Chelsea are on that winning streak, so.
exactly. So it really is anyone's game.
Definitely keeps you on the edge of your seat. So let's dive into Liverpool first. Their transformation under Slot has been pretty remarkable. Those articles you shared really emphasize the new level of control he's brought to their style.
Right. It's interesting, isn't it?
They're still playing that high-pressing, attacking game, but something feels different.
It's like he's taken that intensity and added a layer of, well, intelligence to it. They're not just pressing for the sake of it. It's much more strategic. You know, one of the articles actually mentioned, I think it was a 15% reduction in fouls in the final third.
Wow, that's significant.
Right. So they're like picking their moments more carefully.
And the results speak for themselves. Two goals conceded all season. That's just
It's
ridiculous.
unbelievable. And their goal difference,
Oh, don't even get me started on their goal difference.
plus 13.
Yeah.
They're not just winning, they are dominating.
Absolutely. But then you have Chelsea quietly finding their form under Maresca.
Yeah, and I think that's what makes their run even more impressive.
Oh,
Yeah.
because they had that shaky start.
Exactly. Everyone was writing them off early on.
And now you have Cole Palmer playing like a man possessed.
Player of the month form, right there.
Since he's hit his stride, the whole team's energy has shifted.
Totally. He's that spark they needed. And it's clever how Maresca's adjusted the tactics. Like, they're all about those quick transitions now.
Hitting teams on the break.
Exactly. And that could be a real threat, particularly against teams that,
That play with a high line.
yeah, like Liverpool.
Ooh, interesting. So you think Chelsea might try to exploit that space behind Liverpool's defense?
It's definitely a possibility. But it's easier said than done because, let's face it, Liverpool's defense has been rock solid this season.
True, true. It's going to be a fascinating tactical battle, that's for sure. And speaking of battles, the articles really seem to be highlighting the potential clash between Salah and Cucurella.
Oh, yeah, that's one to watch. Salah, I mean, we know he's always a threat. But
Always.
Cucurella, he has the pace and, like, the tenacity to really get under his skin, you know?
Yeah.
He's one of the few defenders who's actually had some success against Salah in the past.
Oh, really? So could Cucurella be the key to shutting down Liverpool's attack then?
Yeah, he could be crucial. It'll be interesting to see how that one plays out. And then you've got that other intriguing matchup at the other end of the pitch. Van Dijk, the veteran presence.
Going up against Chelsea's young star, Jackson?
Yeah. Talk about a clash of styles.
Experience versus raw talent. Who do you think has the edge there?
Ooh, that's a tough one. I mean,
Yeah.
Jackson has that youthful energy, that fearlessness to just take on anyone.
And he's got the pace to burn, too.
Absolutely. But Van Dijk, he's seen it all. Yeah, he reads the game so well, and his positioning is always spot on. It's a fascinating duel for sure.
Definitely one for the tactical nerds like us. But of course, no Premier League preview is complete without factoring in the injury and suspension drama.
Oh, right.
Always throws a wrench in the works.
Always keeps things interesting.
Speaking of which, it looks like Liverpool might be a bit worried about Alisson's fitness.
Yeah, the hamstring's acting up again, but honestly, I wouldn't be overly concerned.
You don't think it's a big deal?
Not really. I mean,
Yeah.
Kelleher's a more than capable backup.
Not true. He's had some great games for Liverpool.
Exactly. He's proven himself before, so I think he'll
Yeah.
be all right. Chelsea, on the other hand, those suspensions are a bit of a blow.
Losing Cucurella and Fofana, especially against a team like Liverpool,
Yeah.
it's a tough break.
Makes their backline a lot less experienced, that's for sure. One of the articles even suggested it might force them to change their entire game plan.
Oh, really? How so?
Well, instead of that high-energy counterattacking style that Maresca seems to favor,
Yeah.
they might have to sit back and absorb the pressure.
Wow, a much more defensive approach.
Exactly. Which, ironically, could play right into Liverpool's hands. I mean, we've already talked about how they control possession, how they dictate the tempo.
They love to just wear teams down.
Exactly. So it'll be really interesting to see how Chelsea approach that.
It's like you said earlier, this match is just full of these fascinating tactical wrinkles. So after unpacking all of this, the form, the injuries, the potential tactical battles, who do you see taking this one? The articles you sent seemed a little torn.
Oh, yeah, for sure. It's funny, I was reading through them, and there's really no clear consensus, which is, I think, what makes this game so exciting, you know.
Absolutely.
One of them was really emphasizing those strong defenses and predicted a 1-1 draw.
Okay.
But then another one was all about Liverpool's attack and said 2-1 Liverpool.
Wow, so it really could go either way. I gotta ask, what's your gut feeling?
You know me, I hate making predictions. But
Come on, indulge me.
let's just say I wouldn't be surprised if this one came down to the wire.
Oh, you're such a tease. But I love it. Regardless of the outcome, though, this is a match you definitely don't want to miss. And speaking of things you don't want to miss, one of those articles brought up a really interesting point about Liverpool's attack that I wanted to get your take on. It's about Haaland. Like, they're scoring for fun right now, but there are a couple of articles that raised questions about their reliance on his goals.
Yeah, it's a classic dilemma, isn't it?
Yeah.
How much does a team depend on their star player? I mean, it's great when he's on fire.
But what happens when he's not?
It's exactly.
And it feels like maybe Liverpool are a bit too reliant on him. I mean, one article pointed out that he scored like 60% of their goals this season.
60%, that is huge. No wonder people are asking questions.
Exactly. So, what happens if he has a dry spell or gets injured? Could that derail their whole season, especially with the title race being so tight this year?
It's definitely a risk. And I remember reading in one of the articles that in the two games Haaland didn't score, they only managed one goal and it was a penalty.
That's a pretty worrying stat.
Definitely something to keep an eye on.
So how do they fix it? Do they
Yeah.
need other players to step up and share the goal scoring burden?
That would definitely help spread the goals around a bit. But I think it's also about making sure the midfield's creating enough chances even when Haaland's having an off day.
So it's about having a plan B, not putting all their eggs in one basket.
Exactly. Because a team's more than just one player, right? It's about the collective.
100%. It'll be fascinating to see how that storyline develops over the season. But for now, all eyes are on that clash at Anfield.
Huge match. Could really shake things up at the top of the table.
Absolutely. We've covered the tactical battles, the injuries, and even looked at that potential vulnerability for Liverpool.
Yeah, we've really gone in depth this time.
Now we want to hear from you. What are your predictions for Liverpool versus Chelsea? Do you think Chelsea can exploit that high line, or will Liverpool just steamroll them?
And what about those missing defenders for Chelsea? Let us know what you think.
Head over to our social media and join the conversation. Until next time.